We talk about what's up with Greg. Something's up, Robert.
I think it's heat related.
You think?
I know that as heat index goes up, crime in the city goes up.
So
anger,
does the,
violence.
So does the rash on my ball sack.
Well, let's bring the show in.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show.
Hello.
My name is Brian Gerard. I am alongside a disgruntled Gregory Hoyt.
Good evening. Ladies.
And a Robert Scheid.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
If you notice that
constant hum in the background, we are not in an airplane.
We're not?
Nope. That is a fan.
We can be. Why is the fan on?
Because it's a wicked scorcher.
It's epic scorcher.
What is happening to Los Angeles County?
Nothing.
It's melting.
It's just hot.
It is hot.
What's wrong with your balls?
Interesting. What do you mean?
That was a great
segue.
You
said you had a ball rash on the phone yesterday.
You told him this?
You know what I realized?
Go ahead.
Robert,
what does
tell
it look
him
like?
This.
What does it feel like? What does it smell like?
Oh, I don't need to know that.
Yeah.
I really wish I didn't share as much as I do with Greg Hoyt.
Well, you did, and so here it is on the table. Please do not put it on the table. So what's going on?
It's heat related. I mean, we don't have to get into my physiological
heat related. But hang on a second. Are you susceptible to heat rashes?
It's been exceptionally warm, and I have been spending an exceptionally long periods of time amount.
Okay. You almost got through that sentence.
Oh, man.
What, seated?
In
you're sitting in your
in my car
own...
directly. I've been doing a lot of driving.
Well, do you have AC in the car?
I do, but it's not great.
Clearly.
And it's been really hot. And, you know, your body's just like, what are you doing? What I want to know is, like, back in the old days when the cowboys were just getting their balls mashed on horseback in this kind of heat. Like, how did they deal with it?
Who knows, man? It was a fuck fest back then.
They probably didn't ride during
like they were like
the
you
day.
Know
no
like,
they did
just, well they had
they
to
did.
I guess
they just took days off. They were like on a heated day like today they'd be like, yep,
not going out
not
today.
Gonna do it today.
You know
they
were probably so chafed anyway to begin with that it's like. Down there was
balls,
one big callus.
Yeah, I bet their balls looked very different than modern day balls.
Yeah.
What do you think their balls
look
like in
their
compared
whole body,
to baseball?
Like everybody's body was probably pretty chafed,
pretty
and
rough.
Worn and rough.
Pretty rough.
Like,
yeah.
So you're saying like in general today's men had bigger balls than
no,
not
I'm saying they're softer.
Today's
less smashed.
Today's are softer.
Everything's softer now. We got all these creams and showers.
Exactly. I'm sure
and
if
stuff.
A cowboy of back in the day came here to L.A. and shook someone's hand, they wouldn't know. They would think that they were getting the dead hand handshake, even if it was like a strong grip.
Yeah, they'd probably tear your arms off, those guys.
Because
they were so strong.
Our hands are so soft. Like, what are we doing?
They were working from dusk till dawn from, birth to death, literally.
Literally.
Roping cattle and fixing fence
lines. We would
probably
be like, that's the dirtiest man I've ever seen in my life. Did I spit on you?
No. I'm wiping the sweat off my brow.
He's just beating sweat.
They'd probably be like, we'd look at them and be like, oh, that's a homeless guy dressed as a cowboy.
And then he would rope you
and
tie
and
you
shoot,
up.
And then shoot you in the knee.
Probably, so you wouldn't go away.
Revolver. Yeah.
So he could rope someone else, free up the rope.
Dirty sex, I bet. A lot of dirty sex.
Oh, God. It must have been the fucking worst. Must have been the worst back in the day.
Probably had like a wet towel, this sex towel.
Just
do a little quick wipe down.
But maybe they didn't know. Maybe they didn't know any better.
You have to know if something feels good or not.
Yeah, or if something smells good or not.
That's like, pretty. I think that's universal over time.
But
that smells bad.
Like rotting balls have
but I don't
smells
know.
That you get used
yeah, you get
to
used
some
to
smells.
Things. That's what I'm saying.
But not all of them. They say that Versailles was an absolute like horrible place to be back in the day of King Louis.
Go on.
They went to the bathroom in the hallways. They would go to where the stairwells.
Yeah.
Right.
They'd go to the bathroom over there. They didn't have plumbing. And so the French would walk around with all these like perfumed handkerchiefs and stuff, and that's they keep it up to their faces. So
all day long, every day, all day.
Yeah.
That's a terrible way to live.
Isn't it?
Why didn't they just dig a hole? Sweep the shit in there.
Something to do with the marshland, or I don't know. Plumbing wasn't a big deal for them, apparently.
Robert wasn't there.
I wasn't there to tell them what to do.
Them.
Actually, their water system was incredible. Their fountains were all like gravity driven.
Okay, but why? So
they had incredible fountains.
And nobody shit in the fountain.
Yeah, I don't.
No, that was probably capital. Because
they actually,
ears off.
They probably kill you.
What time period?
The
talking?
People who were trapped there.
1800s.
No,
earlier. 15.
I don't know.
1600s.
What do you think was happening in the 1500s?
When was that? I'm curious.
Here
now.
In Los Feliz, California, when
nothing.
Los Feliz, California, didn't even exist.
Absolutely nothing.
Just
Native Americans
land.
Were shitting in the woods.
Native Americans,
and were okay with it.
They just shit in the woods.
You know, at Versailles, they had little boats, and they would sail on this, the Grand Canal that was out behind there. They had little boats that would go out there. So I don't think they would want people to shit in the Grand Canal.
Shit in the canal. Get out of there so you're not walking around in that stuff. Why? What?
Because the king is going to be sailing in the Grand Canal, and if he comes across a log that's floating next to him, someone's going to die. 1682.
That's exactly the year you're talking about?
Center of power. Yeah, it was.
Why are you talking about a specific year?
Not just that year. That wasn't like the shitting in the hallway year. There was a lot of years, but that's where it started.
There's this one notorious year where everybody just started shitting in the hallways.
And then they realized it was a really bad fad, and they decided to do something else.
Let's just let this fad pass, guys.
Let's never talk of this again.
Yeah, this is like those snap wrist bracelets. Let's just let it go, you know?
Yep.
Like, that was cool for a minute, but... Yep.
You know what else was a big year?
What?
1985.
Why is that?
It's when we figured out how to travel back in time.
Are you talking about...
Back to the Future?
DeLorean?
Huh?
Time travel?
Yeah, time travel. That's when we figured out how to flux capacitate back into the past.
I think maybe I should quit the show now.
Go ahead.
Wait, why?
I've had it.
Had what?
I don't know.
Are you talking about this episode where we've ranged in discussion topics from Brian's ball rash to pooping in the hallway?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yes.
What are we doing?
It must be the 6 week cycle.
6 week?
Is it?
I think it's a lot shorter than that.
6 week cycle of what?
You quitting the show.
No, this is not a cycle. I'm just waiting for you guys to wake up and realize that we're spinning our wheels here. What are we even talking about? What are we doing?
We're talking about life, the universe, and everything.
We're just having a discussion.
Douglas Adams.
What's so wrong about having a discussion?
I don't know.
I think it's the heat, Brian.
Hold on,
heat's
getting to him. Let's stay on this. Go ahead, Greg.
What's wrong with having a discussion? It's like nobody's listening. You know?
You know
like,
what, though?
Nobody's listening.
But they are listening.
I'm listening.
Yeah, Brian's listening. I'm listening, too.
Yeah, but how fucking insane is it that we're sitting in a room together with fucking headphones on, talking to a mic, instead
normal.
Of just sitting and talking to each other?
That's
nobody's
normal.
Listening to this.
If this is the thing, Greg, if we didn't have this podcast, would we have decided to get together and talk tonight? Especially in this heat,
absolutely
in this environment.
Absolutely not. And maybe that's for the best.
That is not for the best.
No?
No. My life, my night is better because of this.
Robert, I agree with you.
Thank you.
But Gregory does have a point.
Oh, God. Come on. I was on a roll there. It was an emotional connection.
I appreciate your authenticity and your emotion.
Yeah.
But Greg is pissed.
Yeah, I can clearly see that.
Am I pissed?
No, you're not pissed.
Do I come across as pissed? No, because this is something...
Your eyes are red.
They are?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're starting to drool.
Your eyes are a little red.
Are they?
I don't know why.
I was painting today.
It's the heat.
That's
I was painting.
That's
fumes. Okay.
Let me ask you a question. This is actually... Okay, now I'm actually interested. Like I just did, sometimes when I express my opinion about something, people will see me and say, why are you pissed?
Oh.
And I'm not actually pissed, but I'm curious, do I come off as pissed?
I think that's a go-to word.
Any? Where people are just like, oh, why are you pissed? Opinion.
And it's
so
like, no, you're not
my
pissed.
My answer is twofold, and I'm going to answer that and then add to my experience to that.
Hmm.
Generally, I'm angry all the time.
True.
Generally speaking, arguably, so are you. So anytime you offer any sort of conflict or being like, I don't agree with what's happening, and you shift it, just buck it a little bit, automatically people are going to come at you. People are going to, their defenses are up because they're like, let me get this straight. What?
For the listeners, Brian's hand is in my face.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty impressive.
And I agree with you that just because I made bucket and it comes off as a little aggro, that's just my general energy and nature, doesn't mean I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know when I'm pissed. But everyone knows when you're pissed.
Well, like, the thing is,
angry.
Yeah, there are different levels of anger.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
And so I think people just go to pissed when, in fact, you know, you could say, yeah, you are angry about certain things.
Yeah.
Certain things make you angry. You voice your opinion on those things.
Right.
But you don't yell.
But pissed is miffed. Angry.
Well, wait. Miffed,
is
I think,
off.
Is lower than
you
pissed.
Don't. Wait.
Miffed is
wait,
lower.
Wait.
What?
You just said you don't yell. Okay. Go ahead. Expound on that.
No, I'm not saying that I don't yell. I'm just saying that. Yeah.
People don't yell. Like the cardinal rule.
No. Look, what I'm saying is that you're going into this situation
mm-hmm.
and you're angry. You're mm-hmm. saying something that's made you angry,
mm-hmm.
right? But the way you're saying it, you're not yelling. And so when somebody comes back at you and says, why are you pissed? You're like, what do you mean? I'm not pissed. I'm not, you know, because you're not yelling.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you got to a stage where you were yelling, then I guess you would admit that you were
pissed.
Probably pissed at that point.
Or I might just be in the maze, you know, where I'm just like lost in that maze of like miscommunication where at that point you're so frazzled and like,
yeah.
what the fuck? Like that
yeah.
kind of a thing.
Oh, there you go. So somebody could clear. Would you, Brian, would you have said, oh, why are you pissed? If Greg had said, what the fuck? He leaned back. Threw his hands out in exasperation.
That exclamation,
yeah.
coupled with that physical gesture,
yes.
concludifies to me
uh-huh.
a level of being pissed.
Greg, go
okay.
ahead.
The fuck?
There
right?
it is.
He's
that's
pissed.
Based
Why
on
is
what
Greg
you,
pissed?
But I was smiling
said.
When I did
yeah,
that
you
one.
Did, yeah.
yeah,
so
true.
It doesn't work.
So, but that's still pissed.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Do you think that there's a general air, and why do you think so? A general air that people are just generally a little more aggro and angry now. Today.
The heat.
Presently. Not just the heat. I'm saying
this
in...
This day or
I'm
2012.
Saying in September 2012.
I don't think they are. You know, I think that there's a perception that we are angrier, just as there is a perception that the world is going to hell in a handbasket, because the news is reporting that, the media is reporting that, social media is reporting that, because that is more fun, it sells... Are you going to tune in? Are you going to go to, what is that, goodnews.com to get your good news?
Huh.
Or
I had that idea.
Yeah, there is actually a website
that's
like good news only. But a lot of people, even though they don't admit that they like it,
when they go to
a website like CNN, like Huffington Post, like whatever, and they check in Fox News, and they see an article that says, you know, so-and-so beat up so-and-so on the street, they're going to click on that and read about it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And that was one incident, a small incident that was reported.
I think it's just because people want to know that somebody else's life is worse than theirs.
No, that's a good...
They get addicted to
that's
that.
That's a good thought, too.
I'm going to take it a little step further, and my thoughts aren't as rosy. I think that people do, because of social media and the access to information and what being able to dip into people's lives.
Yeah.
People want to know that other people don't have it as bad as them. But then all we do on social media is post pictures and updates and all that shit of all the little rosy things that are happening, which then causes, I think, levels of resentment of being like, oh, look at that, my life. I wish my life was like that. That guy probably isn't perfect. Like, your perception on Facebook is not your life.
No.
Right. But people who follow you on Facebook
you mean his
think
image?
That that's your
his
that's,
image
you
on
live,
Facebook.
You live the life that people only dream about, which... Arguably, you do.
Yeah.
But it's not your a true representation
right.
of who you are and what you're doing.
Right.
Because they haven't been in this apartment at this
hour.
Time,
but
at
I
this hour
this
with
heat.
This degree. Yeah.
But
it's
I
like,
make
really?
I make a, an argument.
Where's your AC?
Yeah.
I make
Rich
an argument
boy.
That because of all that, people are so obsessed with always seeing what everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
There's a constant level of dissatisfaction with their own selves and what they're doing.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brian.
And hence, therefore, there's a level of just kind of carrying around a little extra chip. Then that didn't exist
maybe
15, 20 years ago. Just a little. I'm saying a ton. There's a little extra little
But I'll tell you what, though. I feel like now it's on a global scale, but I feel like it was always there. Like, think about Worcester back in the day before social media. There were still those people in town that everyone hated, that they looked like they had the shit. You know what I mean? So it's, like, always been this way. It's always, society has always, I think, been this way. The thing is, as individuals, you have to remind yourself, and I'm speaking from my own experience, I have to remind myself over and over all day long to think about the things that I'm grateful for as opposed to thinking about the things that I don't have.
Yeah, but the problem with that is that people who are also doing the same thing don't just think about what they're grateful for. They post that on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's on such a bigger scale than it used to be. There's an image of that individual that makes them look like a braggart. I'm in that world, though, where I post some stuff sometimes. I'm not every day up on Facebook posting things. And I'm not doing it for that reason, though. And so I know that there are other people who are not doing it for that reason.
Yeah.
There are people who definitely post stuff, change their profile picture multiple times a day, it seems like.
I think a lot of it...
self-validation.
Sure.
Or not self-validation,
but I also think a lot of it's
validation.
Unconscious. It's unconscious behavior. It's unconscious response.
Because they're looking for people to validate them and say, ooh, I like, you're great,
and
you're
as
cute.
People are sitting in traffic and they're just like hanging out on their phone and they click on Facebook and saw that some dude they went to high school with just landed a $30,000 account while they're sitting in traffic somewhere. Like, for that moment, they're kind of like, ugh.
And then they click like.
I gotta like
so
it.
What I'm saying, and so there's that little chip. So that little chip kind of kicks into them, and now here they are. Just and so if someone cuts them off, or someone does, they're just a little more aggro than normal. If that hadn't happened,
if they hadn't had that connection,
yeah,
that's true. You know, people are connected, like in their cars, they can be on the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if road rage was less prevalent back in the day.
I feel like it was probably more prevalent because nobody cares about what's happening on the road anymore. They're on their phones.
Because they're on their phones. That's an interesting point.
Yeah, as a distraction instead of
like,
as a reason to
I don't know all the bad things that are happening around me because I'm just thinking about my phone or I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah, but what if the thing that's on your phone is causing you to get pissed off?
Enraged.
Yeah, maybe. Because you know
But road rage was usually something, like in my experience of road rage, it was usually something that had gone on for a half hour, like some douchebag fucking with me for like a half hour, and then...
Something happened.
Because there's been this long interaction with this this
but
asshole.
That's you.
Right.
So I'm saying that some people road rage is, they were triggered. They were already at a heightened state of anger, something triggered them.
Their nervous system was already highly activated and ready to overflow. I don't know, man.
Have you ever
road raged?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Have you, Brian?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I got out of it lucky. One time, I spit into a car full of guys. I was on a date.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So you actually, you didn't just, I mean, I've had that anger, but I haven't really done anything about it, you know, but.
No, I spit into a car full of guys in Van Nuys.
Yeah.
And I was on a date, and the guys came.
How'd that date go?
It actually went really well.
There were seconds and thirds?
Oh yeah, I ended up in a relationship with this girl.
Wow. So go ahead.
They chased us for, you know, a few miles.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I spit right in this guy's face. Right in his fucking face. His window was open, and I just drilled him in the face.
How did you get him?
It was just one of those things that, as you're doing it,
you're
it's like
this is
so good, because this is right online, and it's actually going to work, and it's a nightmare that this has just happened. You know, it's like throwing a snowball at the principal that from 500 yards away,
and you're like,
somehow,
I can't believe that just hit.
In the eye. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my god.
Bingo.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
and you got away from them eventually?
Yeah,
or?
I'm alive.
Well, you are.
These guys would have killed us.
They would have killed you. They would have. That would have been a beatdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like five guys in a Escalade.
Oh my god! You would have been.
What did they do to you? Do you even remember?
They were just. They were putting the screws to me. Like, so there was one way out of this restaurant parking lot.
Yeah.
And they just kept like going, stopping, going, stopping, going, stopping, going.
In front of you, behind you,
in front of me. So we couldn't get out. People are honking, whatever, and I was just like, fuck this. So I rip over, like, onto the curb to the right of them.
Yeah.
Super tight squeeze. And I looked over and I was like, yo, these dudes.
Yeah.
Their windows are down. Tough luck for them. And I was like, hawk, like, yeah. Like,
boom.
And was like, and didn't get any of the passengers, waited until I got a little bit further
That's
ahead.
That's insane, because you spit across the passenger.
Boom, across the passenger.
That's amazing.
Hit the driver in the face.
That is amazing.
In the face.
And then he had no trouble getting out of the parking lot, did he?
No, because I was like, right as I mean, halfway there, as it was going, I was like, it's time to go, like, in my mind. And I just took off, and then they took off after us. And I escaped. It was, but it was a full-on chase. It was
I'm sure.
It was not pleasant.
No, I'm sure. So, Brian, your road rage moment.
Oh, boy. It doesn't come quite to closest Gregory Hood. But I got on the highway, merging onto a very heavily trafficked highway.
Yeah.
I'm merging on, and I didn't cut the guy off. I mean, you let one person. That's how you let people go on the highway.
Yeah, yeah, one.
But this guy was in an old Toyota Celica.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided, and that's when I was driving my Fair Lady Z.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not letting this guy in. So he tries to nose me.
Yeah.
So I drop, and I was like, I saw a little opening just ahead of him, and I do a drop it to second and hammer the gas.
Yeah.
Go right in front of him, cut him right off. He was very upset with me. about 45 seconds later, he finds his way. So then I come over to the middle lane. I was like, look it up. So I go over to the middle lane.
But you can tell he's after you.
Oh, he's coming for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He finds his way to get in front of me.
Yeah.
And as soon as he gets in front of me, he jams his brakes so that I could rear end him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, but I hit my brakes just as hard and didn't hit him. And I get out of my car.
No.
In the middle of the 134.
Oh, my God.
The rage overtook me so immediately.
Oh, this is
good. You were out of the car.
I was out of the car in a second. I couldn't believe the
what he had done.
The rush of rage that came over me.
Yeah.
So I get out of the car, and he took off.
Yeah.
And so I got back in my car, and people, of course, at that point, I'm the asshole, because people are honking, what are you going to do? You're back, you know, but we're in the middle of traffic. No one's going anywhere.
You're on the highway.
I'm in the middle of the 134.
Oh my God.
I get back in my car. I then kind of scoot around. I finally came up to the side of him.
Yeah.
And he's not even looking at me. The window's down, and I am screaming out at his window is totally up, and all he's doing is giving me the bird.
Oh,
not even looking at me,
doing
this. He's just doing this move.
Yeah.
Like, you know, middle finger up against the glass, not even looking at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to follow this guy. I'm going to follow him, and I'm going to beat his teeth out. But I decided that was not the move.
Yeah, thank God.
But that was 100% the biggest road rage example I had.
Yeah,
it's the worst, man. It's the worst.
I got to tell you, it was an out-of-body experience almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like I stepped out of my car, and there was a part of me that was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Let me say something. Doesn't that scare you? Like, as
that
a human
is possible?
Being,
oh, yeah.
That's possible because, like, in the wrong situation, you could find yourself, like, being like, what did I just do?
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
It's a loss of control,
sucks.
And I hate that.
You know what scares me more?
You
know what scares me more?
That's the shadow that Robert shot.
Robert
shot
has the shadow.
Yeah,
many
yeah.
years ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the thing is, I control the Hulk level, you know, a little bit. You're very aware of it. And I'm aware that chances are I'm going to be in the situation that's going to get, I'm going to get my ass kicked. But you know that it's a little out of control when an email does that to you.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's true. Right.
And I think that also, to kind of button around again to
the
what
modern.
We were talking about earlier, the little level of anger that maybe people, like, someone could send you an email and they may mean something. And it's not, it's interpreted
up.
Entirely
mm-hmm.
different way. But
or
because,
a text, even
because
worse.
We're just interpreting how people are interpersonally communicating now via a text or an email.
No face recognition.
And that rage comes right just based off of a couple lines of an email. All of a sudden, that same adrenaline.
It's a hair trigger kind of a thing.
And I want to rip a wall down.
Yeah. And what's interesting as well is how you're able to. Like, that feeling that I'm sure you get, I when I think back at those moments, you relive those arguments, or you relive that situation, and you go through, all those different scenarios of, oh, I could have said that, or I should have done that, or I could have, and you build yourself right back up to that space again.
Yeah.
It's not healthy.
No, it's not.
Not healthy.
I've had it happen with on a motorcycle.
Oh.
I've done that. And the thing about a motorcycle is that you can't get away from me. Because
there's no escape.
I can split lanes. So I come right up. This girl, like, was...
Oh, it was a girl.
It was a girl. And she, like, she told... She was like... I had split lanes, and I was sitting at the traffic light. And so, traffic light turns green. She's in a lane that is against the curb that, after the light, there are some cars there. So she's going to have to... get over into the lane.
Yeah.
Now, I'm riding the lane, right? Split that lane. and I'm kind of going, drifting over to the left, and she is insistent upon going faster than me and getting in front of me. So she's laying on her horn to, like, get her, and I'm like, whatever, you know, like, and she's all, like, honking, and then finally she guns it and, like, comes around me. And I'm like, what the hell? This isn't safe at all. I'm pretty pissed. So then she then goes and weaves and bobs and weaves through traffic. And it's trafficy. And so we're on a surface street. And then so she stops. Yeah. So I just roll up right next to her.
If you didn't know.
And I knock on her window.
Oh, no.
The shadow.
All I did. No. But all I did was I just waved. I smiled and waved. And then I drove away.
Oh, my God, Shide.
But there was that moment, you know, where I was like, I could have done... And I was wishing, man, if I had, like, a marker to write on her window or something. I don't know, something.
I'm spitting in people's faces, no. And Shide's like, if I had a marker,
just
to
write on her window. Okay, whatever.
I'm literally throwing myself in the third line of the 134.
But I've had the opposite occur, where somebody road rages on me. I was with a friend. We were going across this intersection, and it's a kind of a funky intersection, so you don't really know... You know, sometimes if you're turning left, it's like a curved intersection, right? Mm-hmm. And so we were going straight, and the car in front of us who's coming at us at the intersection was turning. They were turning left to cross in front of us. And they're obviously supposed to wait.
Yeah.
So we go, and the car starts to turn in front of us, and we're like, what the hell? I wasn't driving. So the guy who was driving, like, lays on the horn, like, what the hell? The other guy in an Escalade, he starts... Like, honking, he's like, what the fuck, you know? And we're like, oh my God, what's wrong with this guy? So we just continue. Then suddenly we notice headlights right up on us.
Oh,
and we're in, like, you know, this is no longer traffic lights. These are stop signs and a neighborhood. And so we come up to the next stop sign and we're like, holy crap, this is that guy. He's chasing us. The guy pulls up next to us. There's no, I mean, he clearly shouldn't have been there. He tries to block us in, so he kind of pulls around us. And we're at a stop sign, and we can't go because there are a whole bunch of people who are walking across the street or about to walk across the street. The guy gets out of his car. He's on his phone, too. That's the other thing. And he still has his phone in his hand. He's like, what the fuck? And he comes around the front of his car. This is at night as well, so it's all amplified. And I'm like, and he comes around to my door. Right? And I'm in the passenger side. And the door's locked, and my friend just, he guns it. And the people who are, like, ready to cross the street are like, whoa! And we just tear kind of partially over the curb. And we get the hell out of there. But it's like, you know, part of me afterwards was like, what the hell? He was in the wrong. Not us.
Don't matter. He's carrying around anger.
He is. But, you know, you can't... I mean, I still, to this day, will think back to that. Be like, what would I have done, you know, if I'd gotten out? Is there any way to have won that situation you could show him, look, you were wrong, and there isn't?
No. The only thing that was going to happen is that you were going to get beat down.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. It's not cool to be angry.
That's true. But
let's all take a deep breath. Let's take a yoga class, do a little meditation, and realize that our lives are okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little hot. Maybe you don't have everything you want, but you're all right.
You're all right.
You're all right.
Yeah.
You're all right.
And that, Gregory, is why we do this show.
That's true.
On behalf of Robert Shide and Gregory Hoyt, my name is Brian Dooley. We are the Shide Show.
Yeah. I'm going to kick your ass!
I hate on traffic just as much as the next guy. I try and bypass them if these bastards would just drive. Rush hour all day, stuck in hail. Bumper to bumper, such a fail. Stuck in jail, my truck's a sail. I'd rather stab my brain with a rusty nail. Cause when I'm driving, I'm driven. In every ride that I sit in, I lose my mind, I admit it. And I'm quick to drift and lose my grip and flip you the bird. And I'll rage, just like the nerd. Yeah, I see you in your Lexus, rubbernecking, checking messages, texting for directions while you're Googling neck.